This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. As we do, here lately it's been good to have my guest here because he has been in certain situations, had to deal with certain scenarios, and joining us once again from Combat Speed, LLC, is Super Dave Harrington. How you doing?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing better. I'm doing much better. So I'm going to lay this out for you. And this has occurred to me more than once. I know the ideal way to carry a gun is on your person. However, sometimes that's just not feasible.
Correct.
This past Friday, I had to go somewhere and I had to have my spine decompressed, which is, that's probably the wrong term because actual spine decompression involves some scalpels and, you know, the big lights and the guys with the masks that, you know, they used to be the only ones wearing the masks.
Upside down and call that decompression too.
Yeah. But I went and got worked over by a chiropractor, a really, really good chiropractor named Gene Garris, and Dr. Gene Garris in Columbia, South Carolina.
Very cool.
And I found out that I have been walking around this way since 2013. Now, one of the things he told me after this adjustment was that I might want to think about trying to find a different way to carry a gun with me, on me, while I'm going through this, simply because, after 7 years of walking around a certain way, your muscles are sort of used to the same way, so I'm trying not to knock everything back out of alignment.
Did he put any weight restrictions on you or anything?
No.
Okay, that's good. No.
As when you say weight restrictions, as far as what kind of gun to carry or something?
Well, yeah, it depends on, you know, a lot of people think about a gun. Well, I don't think about a gun. I think about a gun rig. You know, holsters, mag holders, the gun, reserve mags. I have generally a primary and ancillary light. I have at least two blades, a fighting knife, and a utility knife. You see what I mean? Kind of like my everyday carry package.
Right.
And you really don't think about it until you come home and you lay all that out on the coffee table and it's like 15 pounds of gear.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I've carried some of these sling packs, as you will.
Right.
As a thing.
That's my favorite off-body
sling pack
item that I use. Yeah, the sling bag.
Yeah, I have a Vertex that I've got set up the way I want it to be set up, and I mean I can carry quite a bit of stuff in it. The when you're talking about weight requirements, so I would presume that I don't want to lift it. I don't want to fill it up too heavy, you know.
Oh no, it's got to be manageable. I mean, you know, within the realm of common sense,
right?
You don't want it. When I was talking about the weight restriction, I was talking about, you know, like for example, when I had my hip replaced, I wasn't allowed to lift 5 pounds for X period of time frame. They wouldn't let me carry any kind of weight. Stuff like that. You know what
gotcha.
I mean?
I do.
But if you have no restrictions on that, the only thing you're limited by is common sense and what you want to carry and how you want to carry it.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what to do with my Vertex pack. And Vertex does not sponsor me, just so everybody knows. But with my Vertex bag, I typically I have the gun and the two spare magazines in the gun sleeve, if you will, in the tight part, which is the gun hidden spot.
Right.
And then inside the bag body, I've got a flashlight, and I've got two 33-round mags, and I've got a trauma kit, a first aid kit, and maybe anything else I might need. We seem to be going back to having to wear a mask again here very shortly, so I might throw a few masks in there. But, you know, a couple
right.
of pair of rubber gloves, just in the real in the real need.
Another good item you had to have, takes up a little bit of room, but it's worth its weight in gold, is a good size bottle of Visine.
Okay, for my eyes or
for your eyes to wash your eyes out. Yeah, absolutely.
I guess in case I might get caught up in some sort of Antifa activity or something like that, might be a little pepper spray hanging out around me or something.
You never know, man. I just know that when I'm putting in a good workout at the range, over time, you know, my eyes will get a little itchy and scratchy from wiping the sweat out of them all the time. And it does me good just to, flush my eyes out with Visine every once in a while.
Yeah. You know, Jaeger, on his EDC backpack when he goes to an event, Jaeger carries the like a bottle of hand cleaner.
Right. Absolutely.
Of course, Jaeger never gets sick at an event like everybody else does.
Right.
So there must be something to that.
Gotta be, man.
Gotta be. Do you think that if the one drawback that everybody has to understand about off-body carry, if you're going to carry it in a sling bag, like, say, the Vertex bag,
right,
you can't take it off and lay it down.
Negative.
So you got to keep it on you.
You're going to carry off-body, and when I say off-body, I mean, you know, like in a sling bag or even a backpack, a small backpack, you're going to carry that on your body. But I don't want people to be confused when we say off body and you put it in a sling bag and then you don the sling bag and put it on.
Right.
That's not carrying a gun on your body, fixed to your body. I just wanted to clarify that.
Sure.
Now, having said that, depending on how you choose to carry, the onus is on you to practice deploying the pistol from that bag. Even if it's simply a matter of getting it unzipped, getting your hand in the bag on the gun in the proper firing manner. And here's a thought for you, bro.
Sure. I tell you what, hold the thought. Because we're coming up on the break. Combat Speed LLC, you can find that at combatspeed.com. Also, if you look for Dave Harrington on Facebook, well, you're going to find a variety of things. You're going to find, you'll probably find some video pistol drills, which, I mean, some people that I consider to be very, very serious people say that Dave is the best pistol shot they've ever seen when it comes to employing a pistol. And you're going to see him playing the guitar and a few other things, but that's the way to find him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hey. Officer.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. In your time, and I mean, you've had both your knees replaced and one hip at this particular juncture, right?
Correct.
So, and in all of this time and everything, with the people that you have trained, I'm sure more than once you've had people with special conditions or special needs come to you and say, Dave, I want to carry a gun, but I can't carry a gun this way.
Right, absolutely. Understood.
So, what are some ways people carry guns that you've had to concoct a way for them to carry a gun?
Well, the easiest one that came to mind was coming off my hip surgery. I wasn't digging on being unarmed, so I gorilla taped the holster to my walker and outfitted my walker with a blaster. And I felt much better after that, and it was taken care of. But what I can't put enough emphasis on is practicing. If you have a disability, you know, God love you. I hope it's not too bad that you're adapting and dealing with it. But if it prevents you from carrying in a specific manner or a specific way, just don't get spun out about it. Figure out what works for you. And, you know, focus on the positive. But one thing that I do know for people with, you know, either special physical needs or, you know, they may be amputees or whatever, that doesn't preclude you from being actively involved in the shooting sports. There has, to my knowledge, never been the kind of support that I've witnessed in the last 5 to 10 years in respect to our servicemen and women coming back from overseas that have been horribly wounded in action. And they are active participants in the shooting realm and thoroughly enjoy it. No obstacle is too big to be overcome on any level, whether it's shooting competitively, wanting to defend yourself and your loved ones. There is an answer, but you must seek out qualified guidance in order to do so. And when I say qualified guidance, I'm not just talking about a good gun guy, but I'm talking about a good gun guy that understands physical limitations and how to address those types of issues that may, by appearance, make it look much more difficult than it actually is to defend yourself.
I understand that. The practice part, though, I get that. I fully get that. I think what I'm going to do is this weekend I'm going to take the bag out. And I mean, that's one good thing. They make bags nowadays that are, they actually work, function fairly well, don't they?
Well, that's kind of a broad statement. Narrow that down just a little bit.
Well, I mean, I carry the Vertex sling. I carry the smallest one they make. because I don't carry a lot of stuff. I'm not one of these digital nomads that commutes to work or anything like that. So I have very little need to carry a bunch of stuff. And in that, with that, it comes with this little pull tab that you reach down and you grab it and you pull it into in front of your chest. Same tab, you sweep it across to unzip it. That's your gun hand. So you release that. Your hand goes straight into the bag. And gun is out. As far as me actually shooting it while it's in the bag, in this particular case, probably not something I can do because of the way it lays against my body.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a pretty well thought out system. I actually have been working with Toughline, or Tough Products, Nat and Nancy. And we were before COVID-19. They're out in California, so I don't even know if they're. I don't think there's been much movement since COVID-19 started. But we were designing a line of bags that didn't look tactical, just for this. And we were going to call these Sheep's Clothing because they just look like a sling bag.
Right.
Except it has a quick draw pocket in it that you can pull it around your body. Boom. Gun is out. Spare magazines are in there. And at the same time, I can carry my camera. I can carry my tablet or whatever I want to carry. And it's going to have three or four different sizes. And I'm looking forward to that coming out simply because anymore, if you see somebody with a Vertex or a Maxpedition bag, it's pretty safe bet that they're carrying a gun, isn't it?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
If you're an active gun person, I would, I guess for lack of a better descriptive term, just take the time to scan. When you're out and about, scan. You should be scanning anyway.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not hard for me to discern who's carrying or who's not.
Do you look at everybody with a shirt tail out as a possible carrier?
Not necessarily. I don't stress about it, but I mean, there's signature items, signature clothing, signature wear. You know, if you want to do your homework on it, you know, the idea is to carry concealed.
Right.
A lot of people take that to the nth degree of hiding the gun from everybody.
Yeah. Hang on right there.
You have to be able to get it in action. Right.
Hang on right now. Hang on right there for me, please. We gotta go. We gotta go head for the and combatspeed.com. That is Dave's new website. You can find him also on Facebook at Dave Harrington. He'll probably serenade you with a pretty mean guitar riff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at a roundtable event with border security agents in Yuma, Arizona, says construction of the massive wall is going great.
We're on pace to complete 450 miles by the end of the year and 500 miles almost immediately thereafter. We may even have the 500 miles by the end of the year.
The president heading to Phoenix, where he will also be delivering remarks later this afternoon. A nation's top infectious disease expert is troubled by the coronavirus surges in a number of states.
We're now seeing a disturbing surge of infections that looks like it's a combination, but one of the things is an increase in community spread.
NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying before a Senate committee. Fauci says he's cautiously optimistic that a vaccine will be available by the end of the year. This is USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is pouring cold water on Republicans' police reform bill, saying that no meaningful legislation can emerge from it. Speaking on the Senate floor, the New York Democrat says the bill Republicans proposed falls short.
But the Republican legislation pretends as if the cancer of police brutality is in reality, little more than a runny nose.
Schumer, without proof, saying the Republicans created a bill just to get the burden of police brutality off their shoulders. Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with students and local leaders in Waukesha, Wisconsin, to discuss charter and private voucher schools. Pence saying Wisconsin has been in the forefront on the school choice movement and calling President Trump a great champion of choice.
And as Wisconsin has demonstrated every day, that by empowering parents where to choose where their children go to school, we're inviting excellence all across education, and you're certainly seeing that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. One thing we were talking about training, and there's a bunch of new gun owners out there today. And when I say new gun owners, they probably have never had the benefit of growing up with a gun or military service or anything like this. How quickly can a student from starting at zero, no experience or anything else, how quick of a learning curve can they realistically expect when they pick up a gun? If they can go train, and, you know, there's a couple of things facing them right now that would be sort of in the way if they're trying to get in this position, isn't there?
Yes, but before I answer, you're going to have to quantify your question.
Okay.
How good do you want to be? I mean, and be good at what? Self-defense, competitive shooting. I would say, just to help you out, a lot of the new gun owners right now are you know, people that have come to understand the way of the world, so to speak.
Right.
You're either prepared to protect yourself and your loved ones, or you are not. I would say it's fairly simple. Get on top of your rules of engagement. Those are your local, state, and federal laws as they apply to responsible firearms ownership and use, application of lethal force, those types of things. Don't get caught short on that. But the list is short for what you really need to be able to know and be able to do. Based on the type of firearm you purchased, you need to know how to work the moving parts, the action. You have to understand the action. You should be able to disassemble it in a field manner, not completely disassemble it, but disassemble it to field clean it, assemble it, functions check it. You need to know how to safely load it and prepare it for use. You have to know how to safely use it. And you have to safely know how to reload it as required. And of course, if you're going to take the firearm out of action, you need to be able to safely unload and clear it and understand what, you know, proper and responsible storage is for the firearm and ammunition.
And
pretty
all
simple
of the-
list.
Yes. And all of those things under those things under ideal conditions still take a little bit of time to wind that up, though, don't they? And you pointed out something that I have thought about. Right now it might be a little bit difficult to find a decent pistol.
Absolutely. I had a conversation with an individual earlier today in respect to being able to find the firearm he wanted, which is not going to happen. And, you know, what do you do? You know, hey, dude, you're behind the power curve. You waited too late.
Right.
You know, if you were one of those people on the fence and happened to score a firearm of some type that will serve in a defensive role, then you best learn everything you can about it so you are able to competently put it into action when, or, you know, God forbid, if or when you would need to.
Now, when we're talking about a decent firearm, we're talking about the typical guns that we see people carry for self-defense. The striker-fired pistols, they seem to... you know, the thing about the striker-fired pistols, and a lot of people that don't know presume that they don't have safeties, although they have all kinds of safeties. They just don't have a mechanical safety, correct?
Internal safeties.
Yeah.
They don't have external mechanical safeties that have to be physically manipulated. They have internal safeties that are mechanically manipulated by proper interaction with the pistol. Correct.
Unless, of course, you buy a military version of the SIG P320, which is the M17, which comes with a safety, which I guess
right.
is because all military weapons have safeties. But that's another story for another day. So we would be talking Glock, SIG. What do you think about H&K, their VP series, the CZs?
H&K, any quality firearm, Walther. For myself, I'm a self-professed Glock guy. I've gone through, I've shot a lot of what I refer to as Slicky Boy guns, custom Berettas, custom 1911s, custom Glocks, I've had a lot of work done for me. I've done a lot of the work myself. And I have come full circle, and I use stock Glock pistols. Now, the only thing I do is I do change the sights. I use Trigicon HDXR night sights on all my Glocks. But for me, they're the perfect balance of front sight height and width, rear notch height and width. They're regulated extremely well, and they're very visually easy to work with.
Yeah, and it's for those that are worried about how difficult they may be to work with, the beauty of the striker-fired gun is, for any of you that have had any slight experience with a revolver, they work the same way. You pick them up and you start pulling the trigger. You don't have to do anything special, unless it doesn't have a round in the chamber. Which do you know anybody that actually carries that or advocates not? Well, I know when you're saying you carry a gun in a bag, for example, off body, you recommend a empty chamber and a dead trigger on the gun, right?
Yes, that's exactly how I. I'm going to clean that up for you a little bit.
Well,
what I do
before you do that, we're coming up on the last break, so let's clean that up in the next bit, because I've been trying to carry that way, and I'm. You know, you probably do need to clean it up for me just so that I know that I'm doing it the right way. Now,
set you up for success.
CombatSpeed.com. That's where you would find Super Dave. When we get back, we'll talk about any classes he's got coming up or if anything like that has started. And also, if you want to check in with what he's got going on, because Dave is a very multifaceted person, go check him out on Facebook, Dave Harrington. On Facebook. Just Dave Harrington on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
How
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We've been speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and you were going to tell me how to clean up my off-body carry while I do this, while I go through this little transition of mine.
Right, here's what I recommend. When I carry off-body in a sling bag or a little backpack, this is exactly how I load my pistol. I first make sure the pistol is unloaded and cleared. No magazine, no chambered cartridge. It's unloaded and clear. Then I run the slide forward, point it in a safe direction, and I press the trigger, decocking the trigger mechanism. Okay? Then I insert, seat, and lock a magazine. Now the pistol is loaded. It has an empty chamber and a dead trigger.
Right.
The primary reason I do that is to prevent myself from detonating the gun, trying to get it out of the bag very aggressively. Of course, the requirement is to chamber a cartridge. But that's not a big deal.
Right.
Carrying an empty chamber, is normally referred to as the Israeli method because that's what the Israelis do. They don't carry a chambered cartridge. Part of their natural action of their draw stroke or getting the pistol into action is to chamber a cartridge to go to work.
Right.
And you would be surprised, with very little practice, how efficient you can be in doing so. But then you have the train wreck of the American mind. Well, you know, if it's made to have one in the chamber, I'm going to have one in the chamber. But I don't do that. I based on what my immediate circumstances are, like, for example, if I'm at a family reunion where there's a lot of children out and about, I still carry, but I have an empty chamber and a dead trigger. Just because you just never know about them little rascals, man, and what they can do.
Right.
But from an off carry or an off body carry standpoint, for example, you know, a lot of people carry their blaster in their glove box or their vehicle. How often do they gain access, especially from the driver's side or the center console? Of course, you have the aftermarket magnets and holsters that you can mount inside your vehicle, which are, I believe, are super cool. But I don't have one. I don't know if that tells you anything or not. But no matter how you choose to keep your firearm within arm's reach, and that would be the furthest I would keep it. If you're not used to, here's the guidance. If you're a brand new gun person and you are not used to managing a firearm, understand that you better get with the program pretty quick, because you can seriously injure or kill someone, or if somebody else has access to the firearm and ammunition, you know, that's even worse. You have to manage your firearm just like any other aspect of your life. If you're going to be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones, then a firearm should become a natural daily part of your life that is managed with the appropriate importance that it should be at all times. And it's a learned thing. It just does not happen overnight. It's a learned thing. You've got to condition yourself to function appropriately.
Very good. Very good. Have you been able to start scheduling classes again? I know you've done a few gigs, but I mean...
Yes, I have, but it's kind of weird right now because... I actually just spoke with the range manager earlier this morning, and she explained to me, because I was curious, I've been on about a 5-week tear, and I've been home for a week. I've just recovered. I've got a lot of things up in the air, but I have no hard scheduled dates yet. And in speaking with Bonnie of Guncraft in Ruskin, Florida, and even Ben of OFT up in New York, everybody wants training like yesterday. But you've still got the COVID thing that's a question, you know, actually getting people together, range availability is an issue here in Florida because, you know, on the weekends, everybody wants to go out and go shooting,
sure,
which is cool, but it makes for slim pickings for a range bay to be made available for a training class. It's everything's in flux right now. It's kind of, I mean, I see it as being a good thing. But you got to work the bugs out of it.
Right.
But I think one of the biggest points of interest that I could share with everybody listening is just understand that, you know, becoming a gunfighter doesn't happen overnight. There's things that you have to know, things that you have to be able to do and do consistently to ensure not only your own safety, but the safety of those around you, and to make sure that only the people that need to get shot get shot.
That's a very key component of being a gunfighter. Although civilian gunfighters do extremely well for themselves, don't they? I think, as a matter of fact, they do. I think the figure, as far as like shooting the wrong person, is that I believe with civilians it's 2% of the time and police it's 12% of the time.
Right. The funny thing about it is, as skewed as the media is, there are no, I mean, firearms are used in a positive manner day in and day out across this country and the world to prevent, you know, heinous crimes from taking place. But nobody shares that. Nobody puts emphasis on it.
Right.
For obvious reasons. But, you know, it's a good thing. It's part of the American way.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, American defenders is
right.
They seem to do very well for themselves, and I mean,
I wish people would be more concerned about, you know, being an American or Americans instead of hyphenated people.
Yeah, I actually had a discussion with a young man about that today because I was talking to a company about something related but not related, you know. And I just kept saying, hey, you know, I don't call myself a German-British-American, but that's what I am.
Right.
Anyway, we're about to run out of time. Super Dave, I'm glad you're still on the mend and everything. I'm glad I'm getting back on the mend. I might actually be able to move around and come take a class with you pretty soon, so... we'll see how that goes.
You have an open invitation at any time.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for joining. Combat Speed LLC, check that out. CombatSpeed.com and Dave Harrington on Facebook. Thank you, sir, for joining me this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care and be safe.
Coming up next is going to be Neil Goff from Spikes Tactical. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.